January 26th, Gemini Didi.
Can you open up to those songs of his? Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Gurave Guru Chinya Radhika Kala Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhakta Namo Namah. Yanta Vajinta Nata Tanta the clay pot thrown at his head, he still prayed for mercy for the two demons. Going from door to door to the houses of the most forlorn and wretched souls, he freely distributes the gift of the Hari Nam Maha Mantra. And we cannot have any connection with Nityananda Prabhu, because the theme of all these classes is the glorification of Srila Gurudev and feeling his simultaneous separation and meeting. So without Guru, there's no connection with anybody else. So before praying to anyone, we always pray to Gurudev to ask that person for mercy for us. And then we go through the motions of asking. Just like when we offer a boga to Thakurji, we call upon the presence of Sri Guru to sit there with us, and then we meditate that only he can bring that plate of boga to Goloka Vrindavan, to Radha and Krishna, and we're just mouthing the words, meditating on Gurudev. Holding his jaw in his teeth, he exclaims to whomever he sees, "You can purchase me by worshipping Gaura Hari." Saying thus, Nityananda Prabhu rolls about on the ground, appearing like a golden mountain, tumbling in the dust. Lord Chandak Thakur says, that sinful person who has not experienced the awakening of affection for an avatar as this comes and goes uselessly in a cycle of repeated birth and death. Vasanti, how are you? Sinful. Why? Huh? Where are you going? Huh? What? Uselessly in a cycle of repeated birth and death. Why? What about you, Jamuna? Where are you going? What are you doing these days? What are you doing these lives? Huh? From what? No, according to the song. Uselessly coming and going in the cycle of birth and death. Well, how will you get out of it? By developing what? Awakening of affection for that avatar, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. We want to be in the line of our acharyas. That means we want to think like them. So we want to remember their words and connect. As Srila Gurudev said in Badger, I'm going to speak some Hare Katha now. If you repeat it after the class, it will go into your heart. And if you talk to Japa after the class, then whatever I've said will evaporate. So then another nice song to Nityananda. Nitai Guna Mani. My Nitai, the jewel of all virtues, Manitai has brought the flood of divine love in which the whole world is sinking. He brought this overwhelming deluge of pain to Bengal Sampuri, preaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. The devotees drowned in the ecstasy of the flood, while the wretched and fallen were swept along with the current. Without discriminating, Nityananda Prabhu freely offered this rare prem to all. What we want to do, what Gurudev is teaching us to do, which is one of his great glories, is that repeatedly in his classes and darshan, he's offering us the opportunity to change the constitution of our decrepit minds and make them one with the words of these songs. As he said many times, whenever we sing anyone's song, we pray to them to make me one with your heart and one with your words, so that we no longer have to be one with the illusory, animalistic, insect-like, demonic, sinful thoughts that we've been habituated to think by being in this material world for many births. And then, through songs like Amara Jivan, I'm accustomed to becoming happy at others' unhappiness and unhappy at others' happiness. My treasured ornaments are pride and arrogance. So we, Srila Gurudev repeatedly, all over the world, and in every city, going over again and again, to make the mind the same as the song. And then we become one with the heart of our disciplic succession. He gave the example of a rope, and the rope is going back and forth on the rock, and it's not doing anything. But it keeps going back and forth, and gradually it starts doing something. The tongue is the most voracious and difficult to control of all the senses, and it drags all the other senses to transmigrate to the species. So the tongue can lead all the senses in the right direction by singing and uttering and speaking these songs. Even if we think, well, it's artificial, it doesn't come out of me naturally. And if I say the song, if I say, oh,
Krishna Velasini, let me tell you one of the verses, or can I share with you one of the verses of Lochan Das Thakur's song, then they'll think that I'm being artificial. It's not really me, because they know me as a complainer. They know me as Prajalpa. They know me as commenting on every little thing that's going on around me in a negative way. So therefore, they'll think that I'm artificial. But who is my relationship with? I'm going to leave these people in a day or two, but my relationship with Guru is birth after birth.
Thank you.
So I want to use my tongue for his pleasure. And this is not called artificial. This is called practice. Artificial is when I artificially imagine myself as a gopi, and I'm artificially engaging, thinking that I'm engaging in pastimes, and then I don't have to follow rules and regulations. Or, more immediate, artificial is thinking that I'm this body, which is artificial. It's a robot body. Shashikala once asked me to ask Gurudev in Delhi, because she had to stay back in Vrindavan, if he can give her some practical service. So So Gurudev said, what is practical about this body? It's pus and blood. It's artificial. It's not really us. Dust thou worth, dust thou become. So uttering and saying and sharing with others and singing and walking up and down the hallways and up and down the lanes, these songs, it's not called artificial according to Gurudev, it's called practice. And that's called Vaidhi Bhakti. And when Vaidhi Bhakti is done, I'm just reading several of Gurudev's morning walks. When Vaidhi Bhakti is performed, under the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami and his disciplic succession, it automatically turns into Raganuga Bhakti. Without discriminating, Nityananda Prabhu freely offered this rare prema to all, even to the fallen and wretched who did not desire it, although it is difficult to attain even for Lord Brahma. The ocean of mercy had formerly been sealed tight, but Nittai broke the dam. He went from house to house with this nectarian frame, sweetly requesting all to take Harinam. Lochandas says, whoever has not worshipped my Nittai, or who has heard yet, or who has heard yet does not follow Nittai's instruction, he knowingly commits suicide. In another song by another great Acharya, whose song Srila Gurudev teaches us, it says that anyone who is not worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu might as well be putting black tar all over his face. And one more. Kejabi, Kejabi Bhai. Who will go? Who will go, brothers? Who will cross the ocean of material suffering? This Kali Yuga in which Chaitanya avatar has appeared is blessed because he doesn't come in every Kali Yuga. He only comes once in a day of Brahma, which is once every 1,000 Kali Yugas. So how fortunate are we that he came in this very Kali Yuga? And therefore this Kali Yuga is called Dhanya Kali, or Blessed Kali Yuga. At the bathing place of Mai Gauranga, a free ferry boat is waiting. There is no restriction. Everyone is coming, including the lame, the blind, and the distressed. All are climbing aboard to cross over. Harinam is the boat. Sri Guru is the helmsman. The Sankirtan party, moving with upraised arms, are the oars. All souls can cross over with the favorable winds of frame. Only Lochandas is so unfortunate that, due to his own fault, he has been left behind. So if we're left behind and didn't end up on the boat going to Goloka Vrindavan, and so I'm suffering, in any kind of suffering, what is the cause? Is the cause somebody else, or is the cause some other person or some other circumstance? Lochandas Thakur is teaching us how to think. Due to my own fault, I'm left behind. Vasanti, where are you? Behind. So if I'm calling to you, I'm looking for you. Vasanti, where are you? What would you say? Behind. And one more. Nittai Gauranam. The holy names of Nittai Gaur are the abode of all jubilation. Those who never utter these names are taken by Yamraj, and immersed in the hellish planet. So Gurudev said on one arrival lecture in Australia about 10 years ago, if you just do bhajan, you'll be selfish. So give this to others, knowing that if they're not chanting the names of Nittai and Gaur, they're all going to the hellish region. What's happening there? The Yamadutas throw them down the cliff, and then they break into millions of pieces. And then the Yamadutas put them together again, and bring them up to the top of the mountain, and throw them down again. And then again they break into millions of pieces, and this keeps happening. Or, if they hurt insects, then they have to boil in oil. If they've had illicit sex, they have to embrace a hot molten statue of a lady or a man, molten hot iron, and at the same time get whipped by the constables of Yamaraj. If they try to stop the Sankirtan movement, then they get put on a table and the Yamadutas sew them like in and out with a needle and thread, length and breadth, like a cloth. And if a brahmana has drunk liquor, as some of our brahmanas do, then what happens? Then he has to go to the hell where he has to drink hot molten iron. Can you imagine drinking that for a long time? And you can't die because you have a special kind of body. You just have to keep drinking. So therefore, Srila Gurudev is always encouraging us to distribute books and preach. Okay, loud? Yeah, that's a good question, and I'm not sure of the answer. Are the Yamadutas jivas? I can check on folio for you. Interesting question. Like, is it a permanent post or what? Yamaraj is a manifestation of Dharmaraj, the personality of religion. He's a demigod, so that sounds like a jiva, doesn't it? An empowered jiva.
Oh, you're going to kill you people. I don't know if this is one of them.
I never heard it. But what I did hear, and which we often quote from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, is that Maharaj Sarikat told the bull, when he asked the bull, who has beaten your leg to make you stand only on one leg? And the bull replied, there are many philosophies as to why people are suffering. But the way I understand it is that the cause of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Srikant Maharaj said, oh, you are personified religion in the form of a bull. For you know that the same destination that is destined for the perpetrator of evil acts is the same destination that is destined for the person who points out the evildoer. So if I'm criticizing and falsifying and condemning, then the place that they're meant to go to, then I go there. That one I do know about. Those who never wear tulsi nekthis take their permanent residence in the abode of Jan Maharaj, and those who never adorn their foreheads with tilak live their life in vain. So Gurudev said that we want to go to all of our brothers and sisters and help them to come to bhakti. He said the girls too. He said my daughters should be very strong creatures, just like Draupadi, without fear, during her Swayamvar ceremony, where many male princes or kings contest for the hand of the bride. Bhishma was one of the contestants, and Draupadi knew that he had taken a vow not to marry in his whole life. So she said, wait a second, before you start shooting, who are you doing this for? Because she knew he was doing it for Duryodhana. And then when Karna came, she knew that Karna would shoot the mark. So she said, wait a minute, only Kshatriyas are allowed to contest in this contest of archery. Who's your mother and father? She knew that, or she thought that his mother and father were Sudras. Although actually, his mother was Kunti. But he didn't know. So she was speaking very boldly, and Gurudev said, I want all my daughters to preach boldly like that. Another time he said, I want my daughters to be just like lions jumping over the heads of elephants. I don't want them to go meow, 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 like a kitty cat. So I'll continue Lochandas Thakur's song. Those who never chant Harinam have an unfavorable destiny. They are fallen and their stone-like hearts are filled with deceit. And what will be the destination of those who never serve the Vaishnavas? Now the time has come to receive Diksha from Sri Guru. Therefore we want to pray that Gurudev sends his next manifestation, who is the external representative of Supersoul. Because in Italy of last year, Sripad Ashram Maharaj asked Gurudev on a morning walk, and we just sent this out on the Hare Katha mailing list, and if you go on backtobhakti.com, you'll not only see the transcription of this morning walk, but you'll also be able to see the movie, Double Mercy. So Sripad Ashram Maharaj asked Gurudev, what is the result of someone who's not qualified to be a spiritual master? And Gurudev said in that morning walk that the qualification is madhyam, not the qualification, the rock bottom qualification. which really still isn't topmost, but it's rock bottom. And such a guru, who is Majjha Majjha, which means at the level of asakti, is pure enough and free enough from envy that if his disciple says to him, "Oh Gurudev, I found an Uttama Adhikari in the line of Rupa Goswami. Can I go and hear from him?" So that Majjha Majjha Guru will say, "Not only can you go, but I'm going after you, I'm following you." And Gurudev said, and if he doesn't say that, then you can know that he's not a sincere Vaishnava and you can immediately reject him. So Sri Padasha Maharaj asked Gurudev, what is the result of somebody giving the mantra who's not qualified to give it? So Gurudev said, the result, number one, the result is nothing. That's one result. And another result, Andaraye Thakurji Ko Dekye, Andaraye East Tadav Say. Do you have books for them, Indira or Jamuna? Do we have Charanamrita? Can somebody give them Charanamrita? Andaraye East Tadav Say. Raghatam. So one result is nothing, and another result is that unqualified guru will, Gurudev ask them, do you know what is man, suman? He said it is the desire for honor and prestige and fame, respect. That will increase in such an unqualified guru more and more. He will come to think, I am the only guru, and thus he will pave his path to hell. So let us pray that that pure manifestation of Gurudev's heart reveals himself to us. For our benefit, as a very powerful way to get Gurudev's association, so we have so many other ways, but this is an extremely powerful way, and so that we can offer him to people who come to us. Now is the time to receive Diksha from Sri Guru. If one chants these mantras carefully, one will come to live in Braj forever. The motive patch of ignorance will go. Goodness will come in the heart, and one will become the eternal servant of Krishna. Your god sister, Little Tungi, back in the early 90s, asked Gurudev, are there any songs worshipping Sri Guru who is a Majjhima Adhikari? And Gurudev said, no. All the songs are for the Uttama Adhikari. Prema Bhakti Yaha Haite Abhidya Vinasa Jati. All of them. Nikunja Jorno Rati Keli Siddhai. Romancha Kampar Dhrusaranga Vaja. So Lotandas Thakur instructs everyone to always chant Gaudiya's holy name. Those who have no affection for Gaura Raj will be publicly defamed. Oh, here, this is it. It is Lochandas Thakur. It wasn't Narahari. It was Lochandas Thakur himself. He said, those who have no affection for Gaura Raj, like myself, will be publicly defamed. Their faces will be covered with lime and black tar. Vasanti, how do you look? I can hardly see you. How do you look? Oh. And one last one. Vrajanyananda Bhajaya Dana. That person who worships Vrajanyananda makes his life successful. Why are we worshiping Lochandas Thakur today on his disappearance day? Srila Prabhupada gave the answer, which is that in that way he will bless us with Krishna consciousness. The person who worships Prajnananda makes his life successful. In the three worlds there is none equal to him. The Vedas cannot completely describe his glory. Whoever fails to worship that Srimadha is taken to Yamaraj after death and put in a hell called Rauravaloka Loka, where he is eaten alive by worms and insects, and he also becomes a worm. Since there is no greater sinner than he throughout the universe, he cannot be delivered at any time. Who is that? One who fails to worship Rajendranandha. He continues to wander, performing temporary materialistic activities that result in suffering. Sri Lochandas states, only by my desire to obtain bhakti am I able to describe Sri Hari's qualities. I never wish to see the face of that person whose intelligence is not fixed in Vrajendrananda, the very essence and embodiment of Raj. So then one might say, well, if I'm following our acharyas, and he said I never want to see their face, then why should I go and preach? Why should I welcome anybody who's not already worshipping? And the answer is, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Sri Satchinandan Gaura Hari Ki Jai, Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. The answer is that what Lochandas Thakur means is that I never want to see a person's face with a mood of enjoyment. I don't want to enjoy with that person. It doesn't mean that I won't try to give them Krishna bhakti. So I'll ask if there's any questions or comments. Sasanji, where have you been? Where are you going? Huh? Hopefully ahead. Hopefully ahead. What have you been doing? Traveling uselessly? Oh. Loud? Or what? Yeah. Actually, that's also a good question. I can answer it tomorrow. Is Lochandas Thakur one of the Sakas, cowherd friends of Nityananda, since most of his songs are in his glorification? Any other that I can answer so expertly? Lochandas Thakur. His samadhi is here. So anybody can feel free to visit him and beg his mercy. Radha Gokulananda? Lokanath. And Lochandas Thakur is? Maybe you can find out for us. Any other questions? Yes. Louder?
We got one book and other people with the idea of enjoying, but we're going to be a combination of other devotees that are, well, I'm not a fan, maybe everyone else is, but I like to greet the other devotees
when you say namaste, usually we don't say that to each other, so who are you speaking about? Being friendly with the other devotees. Acknowledging. Thank you. Very good question. So Baba Tarini Didi is saying that she likes to always greet everyone, all devotees, welcome them, appreciate them, show some love and affection. And she's noticing that many devotees don't like to do that. So you're asking, like, what did Gurudeva Prabhupada say about that? Okay. So, Sri Padmini Maharaj asked him, Srila Gurudeva, you're such a beautiful leader. Can you tell us something about leadership? So Gurudeva said, be a leader like me. Equal to all, friendly, full of love and affection, not trying to control others. Another thing is the Majjhima Adhikari, or those who want to come to the Majjhima Adhikari platform, he is Maitri. He's friendly to those who are on his same level. That means giving love and affection, friendship, support. And he's friendly to those who are, he considers subordinate or less than him, by giving mercy and instruction with love and affection. And in 2000 in Odessa, Gurudev said, give all your love to Krishna and also to all living entities. And he said, if you do this, if you preach and if you share and you give your love to all without desiring to manipulate and without any desire for return, he said, Krishna will shower everything on you. You'll never have to ask anybody for money. Money will be showered upon you. Speaking of leadership, leadership doesn't only mean leader of thousands of people. It could be leader of family, or leader of 10 people, or leader of a team, or leader of a temple. So I just want to mention, because a lot of you don't have internet here, is that there's tomorrow or the next day there's going to be a big advertisement on backtobhakti.com that there's two workshops happening around Gaur Purnima. Just the 2 days before Gaur Purnima. Gaur Purnima starts, the Sankalpa starts on the 13th. So on the 11th and 12th, is a transformational communication workshop by Ananta Prabhu, teaching many tools for beautiful interactions. No matter what's coming at us, our interactions will be unconditionally beautiful, which is what Gurudev wants, to be a tree. Just like the other day we read about the tree. So then after Gaur Purnima, which is on the 19th, on the 20th to the 23rd, sorry, 20th to the 22nd, 20th, 21st, and 22nd, there's an advisory council meeting, and anybody in the Sangha is invited to participate in how we move forward as a Sangha. And then on the 23rd to the 25th, there's another workshop given by your guide brother, Braj Mohan Prabhu, which is called the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. 7 Habits of How One Can Inspire and Lead Others. And it's all adapted for the Krishna Conscious Sangha, all the language. The 7 habits being, always think of the end first, like what's the goal of whatever you're doing. Don't think of that person said that to me, and blah, blah, blah. And synergy, how to make the gathering equal to more than the sum of its parts, the whole communication. Another one is win-win, how to fearlessly go into any conversation with a win-win mood and come out with a win-win result. Another one is understanding the other person first, and then automatically they'll want to understand me. If there's a fight for, you should understand me, no, you should understand me, then everything falls apart. How many projects in our Sangha for the last 15 years have fallen apart because you understand me, no, you should understand me. Or I'm right, no, I'm right. No, you hear me, no, you hear me. So it's very, very good. It's not lecture, like I'm speaking a lecture. This is not lecture. It's a workshop. A workshop means you do experiential exercises so that it seeps in. This will be a lot of fun, and he's very expert and professional. So that's the 3 days just after the AC meeting. If any of you would like to come, I'm mentioning it now because I'm going to be there. Because whatever I have practiced of that has helped me a lot in interpersonal dealings and thus doing services and making the other person and me happy in the exchange. And when I didn't or don't do it, I get the negative. And when I follow the tools in Ananda's seminar, I get really good results, and when I don't, I really don't. So I'm saying it now because I know you're buying train tickets and things like that, and plane tickets. Okay, so I guess that's the end. No more questions? Tomorrow we're going to be, unless it's somebody's appearance or disappearance day, we're going to be discussing the glorification of Gurudev in relation to what he offered in terms of entering into Braj Bhakti through taking prasadam and cooking prasadam. We started that one day, but that was the day of the movie, so we only did 5 minutes. Vasanti, speaking of movies, when is the next movie? What's the day? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So in 4 days is the next movie. Okay, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Sri Sri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai, Sri Satchinandan Gaur Hari Ki Jai, Sri Giriraj Govardhana Ki Jai, Sri Jamana Devi Ki Jai, Sri Himli Chala Ki Jai. We're surrounded by all these great personalities and in the middle of Rasa Sali, Sri Lokchandas Thakur Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Sri Sundar Arati Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi.